Where is the man Barlow?
I don't know.
Where is the woman, Miriam?
I don't know.
Where is the money?
In a crypt, in St. John's Wood, Pierce said.
Harrenby set forward. What was that?
It's stored, Pierce said blandly, in a crypt in the name of John Sims, in the cemetery of Martin Lane, St. John's Wood.
Harrenby drummed his fingers on the desk. Why have you not come forth with this information earlier?
I didn't want to, Pierce said.
Harrenby ordered Pierce taken away to Coldbath Fields once more. On February the 7th, the crypt was located and the appropriate dispensations obtained to open it. Mr. Harrenby, accompanied by a representative of the bank, Mr. Henry Fowler, opened the vault at noon that day. There was no coffin in the crypt, and neither was there any gold. Upon re-examination of the crypt door, it appeared that the lock had been recently forced. Mr. Fowler was extremely angry at the discovery, and Mr. Harrenby was extremely embarrassed. On February the 8th, the following day, Pierce was returned to Harrenby's office and told the news.
Why? Pierce said. The villains must have robbed me.
His voice and manner did not suggest any great distress, and Harrenby said so.
Barlow, Pierce said. I always knew he was not to be trusted.
So you believe it was Barlow who took the money?
Who else could it be?
There was a short silence. Harrenby listened to the ticking of his clock. For once, it irritated him more than his subject. Indeed, his subject appeared remarkably at ease.
Do you not care, Harrenby said, that your confederates have turned on you in this fashion?
It's just my ill luck, Pierce said calmly.
And yours, he added with a slight smile.
By his collected manner and polished demeanour, Harrenby wrote, I presumed that he had fabricated still yet another tale to put us off the mark. But in further attempts to learn the truth, I was frustrated, for on the 1st of March, 1857, the Times reporter learned of Pierce's capture, and he could no longer conveniently be held in custody. According to Mr. Sharp, his chief received the newspaper story of Pierce's capture with heated imprecations and ejaculations. Harrenby demanded to know how the papers had been put on to the story. The Times refused to divulge its source. A guard at Coldbath, who was thought to have given up the information, was discharged, but nobody was ever certain one way or the other. Indeed, it was even rumoured that the lead had come from Palmerston's office. In any case, the trial of Burgess, Agar and Pierce was set to begin on July the 12th, 1857.